We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
I love this song. I'd see James Taylor in concert. Why don't you sing, Joe? Go ahead.
In my mind, going to Carolina, man.
We've gone to the Capital One Orange Bowl radio tour is where we're going. It's where we are, presented by Duffy Sports Grill, proud sponsor of local youth sports and partner of the Orange Bowl Youth Football Alliance and the Orange Bowl Festival. For more information and to find your favorite Duffy Sports Grill, visit them at duffysmvp.com.
All right, Joe, thank you. Blake James, University of Miami Athletic Director, joins us from his car. Blake, good morning, and thanks for being with us. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. We wanted to catch you before you head back to South Florida here just to talk about a few of the latest things and all these crazy changes that everybody's talking about or have already happened. What are your thoughts in general of the NIL, the name, the image, likeness? Let's start with that. What are your thoughts? Where it's going?
Well, Joe, again, it's still early on. I mean, we're about a month in, but it's something where I say college sports continues to evolve, and what it means to be a student athlete today is different than it was even on June 30th. But it continues to change, and I'm sure we'll continue to see changes in the future, and that's part of what it means to be a student athlete. It's constantly changing. I think in many ways for the better. Hopefully, that's the direction that it's going, and. These new changes are things that we're still learning a little bit about, but I know a lot of our kids have had some great opportunities to take advantage of their name, image, and likeness due to the law that went into place on July 1st.
Are you concerned, Blake, that this thing might get away from you guys a little bit? I know we've had a couple of guys come on that want to help the university. Your side of it as far as policing this thing, even though I still don't know exactly what you can and can't do, what's it been like for you guys from the other side of this?
Again, it's a new process. So I think anytime that you start something, there's going to be some speed bumps and some understanding of how things work. And so again, we're a month in. You know, we're still trying to figure out how it all works within the Florida law.
Right.
I think our student athletes are figuring out how it all works, what paperwork they need to file, how they need to file it, what they can do. Use of our marks versus, you know, their name, image, likeness. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we've gone through that I think are a natural part of what you would expect, when you read through this, and it's new for everyone.
Blake, I'm just going to keep rolling on these topics in with you. What do you think about 12-team playoff? How'd that sit with you when everybody started talking about it here in the last few months?
Well, Josie and I have talked about this, Joe. It's one where I think when you left the original bowl system and we went to two, it was inevitable we were going to four. And once we went to four, it was inevitable we were going to some other number. I had a chance to see the presentation yesterday on how we got to 12. And I would say as I look at it, I think it's something that makes sense. I think there's some things that still need to be worked out. But when you look at the different numbers, I think 12 is one that makes a lot of sense, recognizing there's still some things I think that need to be worked out in the process.
So the thing that, and just looking at all the things, if you got a really good team, Blake, you're looking at a lot of football games for these guys. How's that going to work out, and how does that go over, and will the players have a vote in this? I'd be really curious how the players feel about this.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things, Joe, is looking at the amount of teams that have an opportunity to compete for a championship. And, you know, that's when you look at football, as it sits right now, you have, I think it comes down to 3.1% of the teams have a chance for to compete for the championship. And so this is right. going to open it up and get it to a bigger number. You know, and again, I think this is that's what you're touching on is one of the things that, as I said earlier, I think still needs to be figured out is the amount of games. Now, I'll say it's going to be a very small amount of teams, and that doesn't take away from, you know, those two teams who play at the very end. But, you know, most likely, if you look at the probabilities, you're not going to have, you know, a lot of teams playing 17 games just because, you know, each round you're losing teams out of the process. But I do think the number of games is something that, you know, has to be evaluated and how that works best for the student-athlete experience and what that means for their schedule and time demands and all those things. And so, again, I don't think it's at a point that it's a ready to go, but I do think that there's been a lot of, you know, thought that went into it, and obviously I think there's a lot of upside for it, and you know, we'll continue to look at it, and whatever ends up being the best formulas, I'm confident what we'll go forward with.
You personally think there will be changes, that it will happen in the next couple of years?
Oh, I don't know. I think.
Come on, I got to put you on the spot. I got to put you on the spot, Blake. Jeez.
My gut will be that, yes, there'll be some type of change. I don't know that. I don't know where it ends up, but I do think there'll be some type of change. And what that timeline is, I don't know that a couple years is the right timeline. But at some point in the future, yes, I do think there'll be a change.
Blake, there was a lot of discussion at the SEC and at the Big 12 in regard to protocols for the season, to the point where the SEC is kind of leaning toward, well, there could be forfeits and all that stuff. Do you think it will be a uniform protocol, or is it going to be conference to conference? And has the ACC, or what direction do you think the ACC is going to go in terms of the protocols for vaccinations and all that stuff?
Well, I think it'll be by conference, as it was last year, Joe. You know, we went into last year, we had our ACC protocols, and the SEC had theirs, and the Big Ten, and you know, on down the line, and everyone, you had to make sure that they were meeting their protocols. So I think it'll continue to be a conference-type decision. We had great alignment in the ACC last year and great support from our medical advisory group. And so if you turn the clock back to last July, I'm sure it was on with Joe at some point talking about if we were going to have a season. And just my confidence in the medical advisory group and the alignment that we had as a league in terms of putting a plan in place that would have us play games. And as you look at it, we in the ACC played more games than any other conference out there. So will we have a protocol? Yes. Will it be by the conference? Yes. And I'm confident that given the great alignment and commitment we have, not only from our medical advisory group, but then from our presidents and then with the athletic directors and the leadership of Commissioner Phillips, we'll be in a great spot to have college football again this fall.
Real quickly, speaking of that, what are your thoughts on the new athletic director, new commissioner, Jim Phillips?
Excellent. Just a, you know, great person, obviously a lot of experience in college athletics, having, you know, been an AD both at the Group of Five level and at the autonomy level for a number of years. I think has you know, a great understanding of the need for us to continue to change as an association. I think a real drive to have us be the very best. You know, when you look at, you know, Jim's background, you know, coming from Northwestern and having Northwestern compete in the Big Ten, when, you know, a lot of people look at him and think that, you know, it should always be Ohio State or, you know, one of the big schools, Michigan or whoever it is in the Big Ten, and, you know, where how we had positioned Northwestern to always be competitive. He's got a great drive and is a winner, and I know he'll bring that to the ACC.
Hey, real quickly, I want to talk to you about this ACC network and the frustration. How do we get that done? Who do we need to start blasting? Like so we can
Comcast.
All get it. Like
Comcast. Huh? People need to call Comcast. It's the reality of why the SEC network works so well in their footprint, Joe, is you had everyone, their mother, their father, their grandma, grandpa, calling Comcast saying, we better get the SEC network or we're switching off of Comcast. And until Comcast gets to that point, it's not going to be something that is there. Now, again, I have full confidence in our partners at ESPN that they're going to work with Comcast and figure out a way to get it done. But at the same time, it doesn't it doesn't hurt to have people letting Comcast know that they want the ACC network on their system. We get the SEC network, we get the Big Ten network. Why we can't figure out a way to get the ACC network doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's crazy. I mean, my God, you get a couple of games you're really looking forward to watching, and you can't get them. It's especially those road games. Blake, thank you so much, bud. Really appreciate you spending a few minutes with you. We'll be talking to you soon and see what it's going to look like this year, man. Can't wait. Thank you.
Always good to be on with you guys, and appreciate the coverage and being there in Charlotte for the ACC Media Days. You guys take care.
Thank you, Blake. Yeah, we were just out freeloading free beers last night in the bar, man. It was great. Didn't pay for anything. Walked out of there. Didn't even touch my friggin' credit card last night. Thank you, Blake. Hey, we'll take a quick break here. But before we do, let's spend some time and tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. My God, these new SUVs. Oh, my gosh, that new Tahoe and Suburban. Are you kidding me? So they got a brand new look, new sporty look. Basically always sold out. But then on top of that, it got more space now. So you're getting ready to take that first vacation. People still don't want to jump on a plane, so they're going down to the Keys, and Suburbans and Tahoes are all over the friggin' place, going up to Orlando, coming up here to Carolina. They're all over the place, man. And then how about the midsize SUVs? That's the one I want to talk about. That's the one Chevy wants to talk about, the new 2021 Traverse midsize SUV. But you go, wait a second. Like, I got a big family. Tall girls, they love it because everybody's got so much space. I want you to have that same amount of space, too. I want you to have a great look, space, and a fantastic look and a fantastic price. And that is what your South Florida Chevy dealers are all about right now. Never had better products than we have right now. But listen, I can sit and yap all morning. You got to go out and experience yourself. No excuses. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and even Monroe County. So get ready to find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Do it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.